News! News!
News?
News!
Olds! Olds! No, news.
You
were looking right at me when you said it.
News?
News.
News! Sure.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Excelsior!
Hello, welcome to the show. I am Merc, one part of your hostage
package. This evening.
This evening?
Or this morning.
This morning.
Whenever you listen to it. Whenever you listen to it. I'm Bri.
And I'm Kyle in the Night.
Kyle in the Night!
Oh! He's such a fright!
He's got a hosting future ahead of him, I think, too.
Mostly ghosting.
Yeah. Gonna AM radio in the 70s future, just you'll have to time travel.
Time is cyclical.
Or society collapses and we kind of go back to that.
Society collapses, but it only goes back to like the 1950s.
Yeah.
But like the late 50s.
The late 50s. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
There's a few things.
If we're lucky at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, some stuff goes back, but other stuff doesn't. News?
News.
Current Zero News Flash.
And this episode is
all news.
It's all news.
Brought to you by news.
We were sort of plotting out news as we do, and there was so much of it. This year is like just shrieking to a close. Just shrieking uncontrollably. Because who isn't right now?
Yeah, we're actually we're sitting down for our last recording session of the year. Mm-hmm. Last recording session of the decade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a little picture here.
Wonderful.
For that long silence, that was me taking a picture.
And you can see it and on we will the post internet. It
shortly.
Yeah.
Look at, I smiled after the picture.
That's fine.
So what we're doing for the first one, what we're doing, we often record multiple episodes.
Yeah, two or three
in a sitting,
generally.
Just so it's easier to get together and do this. Yeah. But the first one, there's so much news going on. We're just going to do an all news episode. Don't worry, it won't be an hour long.
We'll try.
We hope.
We really hope.
But do worry, because things are worse than ever. Like they said in Dark Knight. Things are worse than ever.
They did say that.
They did say that.
No more dead cops.
It's darkest before your co-star dies.
No. Ooh.
News.
No, I think it's darkest when your co-star.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Woof-a-doof. News.
Current Zero News Flash.
Let's start with American Gods, shall we?
Yes.
Like, there's not a lot of information about it, it seems, so far.
It's mostly coming from, you'll say, the actor in question directly.
Yeah, Orlando Jones, who has co-starred on American Gods. He was Mr. Nancy.
Yeah.
This is based on the Neil Gaiman books. Co-star, and I actually didn't realize this until I read when I was reading today. He was also, in season two, he was also a writer and a producer on season two.
Kind of not surprised.
Which, well, makes it interesting.
According to him, he, like, came to work and there was basically, he was writing for not only kind of his character, but a lot of other, like, sort of characters of color and more marginalized kind of characters. And he said, like, they had, like, really nothing for them and no plans. He kind of became a writer slash almost producer role for a lot of kind of where they took those characters in that season. Which I thought was kind of one of the stronger parts of that season, to be honest with you. And he's phenomenal as Mr. Nancy.
You know what?
I think he's the best part of the show.
I was blown away by his acting skills.
Oh, he's amazing.
I was like, I've enjoyed him in the past in varying degrees of like whatever things he's done, but I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It actually took me a little bit to clue in on who it was.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Really?
It didn't click.
Like on who the actor was?
On who the actor was. I just got so into the character for the first, like, probably like 10 minutes of seeing him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who is this? I'm like, oh my God.
The first scene with him is just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, Phil. Yeah. Like an absolute, yeah. It's really kind of the role of a lifetime for the guy, which.
Yeah. But then apparently for season three and beyond or whatever, he posts that he's been fired. the company that's running it, the showrunner.
Yeah.
And he was kind of blaming the showrunner. Was it Charles Egli?
Yeah.
Orlando Jones was citing racism on his part.
Yeah. I think his direct line was he said that the new showrunner thinks that Mr. Nancy's angry, get shit done is the wrong message for Black America, according to him. And the writer's like a 68-year-old white dude. So, again, this is all his side, right?
Well, and that's the thing, because there's that. They posted that it's like, well, we're going out of parts of the book where Mr. Nancy isn't present in the story. And I've read the books, and I can't, it's been so long.
There is a whole part where he's like, where Shadow is in that kind of, like, lake town or something like that.
Yeah, it seems like that's what they're doing for the next season.
Yeah. That said, though, I mean, it hasn't really been a one-to-one adaptation.
No, they've taken
plenty of liberties, so it seems a little odd while also having the other characters involved.
Almost the entire second season was not in the book, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They just, these other characters that we hardly touched on, they're interesting.
They expanded on.
Exactly. So it seems strange to me that they would like write out some of their most popular, most engaging characters for an entire season. But then again, behind the scenes, every one season to the next is just like, what the hell is going on? Like, what are we even doing here?
So, yeah, it's hard to say what's going on. I hope that that's not what's going on.
I would hope for some sort of a miracle because just him as an actor and just that character in particular, it feels like the show without that would be less.
It would suffer. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why in God's name they would want to do that, but I don't know. I guess we'll see.
It is a huge cast.
Yeah.
Like you can't focus on everybody, but it seems weird to me that he just wouldn't be in an entire season.
It does. Yes, exactly.
You know, he hasn't been character of every episode,
And then to the point specifically where if they were sort of like, okay, well, you're not going to be in the whole season, like even just on like a kind of a staff or talent management kind of role, like how can it devolve to this point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you not get things? Yeah. Oh, this isn't news, but actually, while we're talking about American Gods, Yesterday, Badaki, who plays
News in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Who plays Bilquis on American Gods, I think was on Twitter a few times, was basically kind of trying to pull that hey, cast me as Storm, please. And if somebody hasn't written up that contract yet, they're a damn fool. That would be amazing.
Oh, she's the...
Bilquis,
the Egyptian goddess.
Yeah.
Is that... Or no, yes? Am I thinking of the right person?
Yeah,
I can't remember the name. My memory's...
Bilquis, the real horny one.
The one who like absorbs dudes into trying to become even more of a worshipped figure and stuff like that. She's kind of seems to be campaigning to play Storm. And I'm just
that would be good.
There has never been anyone better to play Storm. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Not news exactly, but we're on the topic.
Well, let me jump off that to another casting idea, rumor thing. Batista.
Yeah.
Posted. Just a Twitter picture, it's him, you see his face, and in the background, you see the Warner Brothers logo on the building in the background. He says, it won't come to you, so go get after it, # Dream Chaser. Literally, that's all he's said so far. So everybody's jumped on it, what is it? What's going on? Gunn is doing Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or just
the Suicide Squad.
Or so whatever, yeah.
It's a sequel. Or is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Batman upcoming one. And so the rumor mill is saying that he's trying to get Bane or is going to be Bane.
But there's so many characters in that movie.
I know. And who knows if it's even any of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows it's even a comic thing? Posted Warner Brothers.
Well, that's true.
In a few days, it's going to come out. He got the lead role in Dream Chasers. He gave us all the clues.
He's in Cats, too.
He's a big cat.
He's a Tomcat boy.
Tomcat man.
Tomcat man.
All I'll say is you can do worse for Bane. That seems pretty, be pretty, pretty dope.
I personally would like to see, let's do another character.
Yeah.
There's so many
For sure.
Stuff to
when all of the other characters they've announced have already been in films. Yeah.
Right.
Anyways.
On the Warner Brothers note, we're just going to segue very briefly. Shazam 2 has been officially announced to be released on April 1st, 2022. So all of the kids in that movie are going to be 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to transform into 40-year-olds. Great. And The Flash, allegedly still happening, moved to July 1st, 2022. Or, as the date is better known, never.
Seems like the wrong movie is coming out on April Fool's.
Oh!
I'm helping.
The movie's coming out.
Yeah.
We have seen the trailer.
Yes.
For Dear Dear Wonder Woman.
Yes.
1984.
I've watched that trailer like 14 times.
Yeah. I backed up when I watched it. I was like, there's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And it's as all teasers and trailers and everything are, like, it's just a barrage of stuff. And you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I was like,
well, it's like a true teaser where it's not telling you very much, which is like good.
One thing that is clear is the Kingdom Come golden armor, didn't clue in that's where it was from until later on. I was like,
I actually did not until just now.
Yeah.
And they've used it multiple times since Kingdom Come. Kingdom Come was such a big deal that you took a bunch of aspects of that and put it in the regular comics, honestly, but that was one of them.
Because in the original picture that they released months and months and months ago.
Yeah.
That it looked, people were like, is that the golden armor? What is it?
Because it didn't have like the helmet or the
wings. Helmet and the wings. Right. But then in the actual trailer, boom, helmet, wings.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I did see a little bit that they were like, it's going to get destroyed in that movie though, because if it takes place in 1984 and she is in like Batman v Superman and Justice League and battling big baddies and never breaks out the armor.
That's presuming those movies even count anymore.
Well, yeah, I think at that point through her, they still count.
Well, but I would say, of course, it's going to get destroyed because otherwise she's going to be wearing that in every single movie.
Yeah.
If we were to follow logic.
Yeah.
But these are comic movies. Not. So
there was
a movie.
It's all a dream sequence.
As far as the direction, I mean, like, it just looked very, very pretty. And, it seemed like, it should be a fun time.
Very colorful.
Very colorful, which is lovely.
There was also a recent quote in an interview with Gal Gadot where she said,
Wonder Woman does not carry a weapon. We had an intention to let go of the sword because there's something very aggressive with a sword. If you have a sword, it means you need to use it. So we wanted to give that up. And we didn't feel the shield was necessary either. She's a goddess. She can fight. She's super strong. She has the skills. So no, she has the gauntlets. She has the lasso. She has her tiara. And that's about it. So they kind of seem to be stripping down to, in that regard, the basics of Wonder Woman without more.
Yeah,
no.
I liked the sword.
I like the sword fine.
Maybe it's because I'm a guy. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just because, I don't know, she's.
But it's,
she's a warrior princess.
But I kind of enjoy, there's a lot of characters that can be more aggressive that way. And Wonder Woman, for most of the character's history, kind of hasn't been portrayed that way. Mm-hmm. So I kind of can appreciate them trying to.
She just
maybe
ties people up and does a lot of bondage for a good chunk of her history.
All I can say is I can appreciate them maybe trying to de-aggro that character and also a bunch of the DC universe. That's fine with me.
Yeah. That's fair.
So a little bit of on the other side of the
pond.
Well, not really, because let's not think about the other side of the pond.
Mm.
So Marvel Television is being shut down, being folded into Marvel Studios. That was a separate division where you had like, the ABC shows and the Hulu shows the Netflix shows.
And it was
the
Netflix shows, Jeff Loeb reporting to, was it Ike Perlmutter?
Yes, pretty sure. Jeff Loeb they'd announced he was leaving before they announced Marvel TV shutting down. So I think
I hadn't heard of it.
Reportedly, he was like resigning or moving
he,
on.
He
or
found
something.
Out early.
Yeah.
Sure,
So reportedly, I don't know. This might just be rumors that he's like staying on just to the transition out of this into this. And they did already cancel. We might have said this in another one, but Runaways and Cloak and Dagger were both canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ghost Rider was listed as they were not continuing.
Right.
So it was like the renewal never came up.
But the Netflix ones all, in theory happened because like the Disney Plus thing caused issues, but maybe that wasn't the whole story, right?
Yeah. Right.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. obviously wrapping up.
I think they were already going into their final season.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like how unrelated. That was going to be.
Sure.
They are going to continue with
Hellstrom.
Oh, right. Hellstrom. I didn't even have that one.
Oh, what else?
Hellstrom, MODOK. Hitmonkey, Tigra and Dazzler, and Howard the Duck.
Well, I think
and then
one of those lost all of their writers recently, so let's see what happens.
Oh, really?
I think Tigra and...
Oh, Tigger and Dazzler? Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
probably because they were like, why are we doing Tigger and Dazzler?
It's a weird combo.
We could be working on the Harley Quinn show.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is much better.
Anyway, so yeah. So basically anything that's kind of in active development is going to go forward. Probably for one season, and that's it.
And that's everything else, position.
Like Ghost Rider was just starting to, like, they announced the cast and stuff, and they hadn't really announced much else, but that just got kind of smothered in its crib because, it's gross, I know. No, just putting out his flame head, that's all.
Uh-huh.
You can't go to bed with your crib on fire, baby Ghost Rider, no!
I think I broke something. I was trying to think of that.
Yeah. Other Marvel news, Marvel Comics has moved a block and a half east in New York City.
Woo-hoo!
From their previous location was 135 West 50th Street. Now they're going to 1290 6th Avenue, and they did as of Monday, December 9th. They moved on up to a building that is partially owned by the Trump Organization. So Ike helping his buddy out, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he owns a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's the one thing they're not making any more of.
Is this just going to turn into a Lex Luthor scheme?
Yes.
Thanks to the generous help of the United States government, we are about to be involved in the greatest real estate swindle of all time.
On the Trump note.
Yeah.
While we're on a roll of having to talk about that.
On the roll of a shit sandwich.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So
shit sandwiches roll?
The Trump.
Well, it's a Kaiser.
Oh,
okay. Right. Trump or Trump's team or whoever posted a video in response to the ongoing impeachment situation.
He's getting impeached?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What a shock.
I didn't hear.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
So they posted a video where they sort of crudely animated Trump's head on Thanos' body.
Deepfakes are easy nowadays.
They are easy.
And they couldn't.
So,
is it Thanos' head on Trump's body or Trump's head
on Thanos' body?
Okay.
Yeah.
The other way would be hilarious.
That would be, yes. That would be enjoyable.
In that weird stance that he does that defies gravity, like he kind of hangs forward. You're like, how are you not falling on his face? With Thanos'
much bigger head?
Yeah.
He's just walking around like a penguin all the time. It's amazing. Yeah. It's very icy all over DC, apparently. So they had the footage of, you know, the members like Pelosi and random other people kind of making their announcements and stuff. And they had a video of Trump snapping his fingers and they all disintegrate. So that was cool on a couple of levels. Starters, that guy is a complete genocidal monster.
Maniac.
Like a genocidal maniac.
Like, on a universal level.
Yeah. This is pretty bad too.
Oh.
Contributing.
So that's a super cool thing for a president to directly compare himself to.
Yeah.
And secondly, the clip they took was from Avengers Endgame. Right, I think he didn't actually, it was him like snapping.
When
Tony actually had stolen the gems or the stones. Yeah. So it was like a snap where nothing happened and then he immediately lost in relation to the impeachment trial. So cool.
Yeah, it's a hidden little.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows. I mean,
on his team must have seen them.
It looks like one person worked on it. So maybe ask that one person.
Yeah.
Ask Doug.
Doug in the AV room.
Doug and the slugs.
Jim Starlin wasn't super thrilled about this.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, hold on, let me pull this up. He said, after my initial feeling of being violated, seeing that pompous fool using my creation to stroke his infantile ego, it finally struck me that the leader of my country and the free world actually enjoys comparing himself to a mass murderer. How sick is that? These are sad and strange times we're all going through. Fortunately, all things, even national nightmares, eventually come to an end. There was another quote, too, where he compared him to a teenage girl, I'm pretty sure, having a little tantrum because things weren't going his way, so...
Maybe he should just chill.
Go to a movie.
Go to a movie. Chill with your friends. Chill
out.
I don't get it.
The whole Greta thing.
Yeah.
She was Time Person of the Year, and Trump's also had response a big baby was tantrum. Like, yeah, well, maybe she should just chill out. Go to a movie with your friends and just chill for a while.
A real piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Can I just say, researching news stuff and news articles, Comic Book Resources really likes this crisis thing. The crisis TV thing.
Oh, the TV thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was thinking. Like, I didn't mean literally,
I haven't seen any of it yet.
75% of their posts are about crisis.
I've seen a few clips. That's all I need to see.
I'd be interested to watch it. I saw Tom Wiley
punch John Cryer in the face. That was good.
Yeah, I saw that clip. Is that the only thing Tom Well?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I really respect Tom Welling's dedication to not being Superman under any fucking circumstances. He won't do it.
I don't want to be Superman.
Gonna play Clark Kent in 10 seasons and some other appearances and never be Superman.
Do you see what happened to the other actors that become Superman? Wow. Come on.
I am very excited to see my boy Brandon Routh back in the cape, but I'll watch it soon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. It's the first three parts have aired already, and then the next two parts don't air until January.
Oh, fuck that.
Why would they do this? I just don't get it.
You want to respect the baby Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
That's an interesting look on your face.
Again,
I don't understand.
I might be having too much news tonight.
I don't know, yeah.
Very possibly.
But wait! There's more!
Joker was just nominated for 4 Golden Globes, and like, the big ones.
The movie or the actor? Or the character?
The movie was nominated for Best Picture, Best Director.
The Joker in The Ten Commandments.
Pride, Prejudice.
Moses got a case of the giggles.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Score.
Wow.
So okay. That's a big shot.
I have not seen it yet. I still haven't seen it. I will eventually.
At this point, it's not even because we're like, I know for a while we were like, okay, really? Fucking really?
Yeah.
And now it's just been so long. Yeah. We've got other stuff to do.
No, and that's the thing about media, movies, TV, all of it now. It's like, if you're not on that like the first week, forget it. You'll get to it in like 2 years. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure it's really good.
Hmm.
It sounded sarcastic, but it's not sarcastic. I'm sure it's really good.
It's quite good.
I'm sure it's really good. Very good. I mean, clearly, everyone seems to be all like, how about this Joker? Heard about this Joker?
Who is this Joker?
All right.
And why does he joke?
Let's wind down.
How do you read?
Let's start to wind down with some actual comic news.
Oh.
Like comic book news.
Comic books.
Oh, that's true.
What are those?
They come in books now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it seems like every character is kind of getting a big... Like, you know, they had, like, Action Comics 1000 and Detective Comics 1000, and they're doing, like, Wonder Woman 750, and they're doing, like, these big, like, kind of anthology celebration things.
Yeah. Milestones.
Robin is next in line, because they've announced a Robin 80th Anniversary 100-page Super Special. That's the name.
That's pretty special.
It's pretty special. It's super special. In March, coming out. So it's the 80th Anniversary of Detective Comics number 38, which was, I think, like, April 1940. So Robin's been around for, he's an old Robin. He's older than Burt Ward.
Not by a lot.
Not by a lot. So it's going to be stories paying tribute to...
So they're going to age him chronologically.
Yes. Yeah. Where would he be now?
Yeah.
Dead.
Just in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
With a big R on the side.
Right.
Robin Mobile. Bruce, buy me a car.
Bruce has been dead for years.
Yes. Yeah.
He's looking at Bruce's corpse. Buy me a car. Keeps kicking him. Buy me a car.
Just a skeleton in a bat suit.
Never trusted me.
The final crisis.
Never trusted me.
Yeah. So there's going to be stories paying tribute to, obviously, Dick and Jason and Tim and Stephanie. Didn't forget her. And Damian and probably, I assume, Carrie Kelly will factor in somehow. Because that's also a Robin. And there's stuff by stories by Marv Wolfman, Tom Grummet, Chuck Dixon, Scott McDaniel, Devin Grayson, Dan Jurgens, Norm Ratmond, Tim Seeley, Tom King, Michael Janin, James Tynion IV.
So what, like, is everybody doing a 2-page story?
No, apparently. Peter Thomas Judd Winnick.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
And more. So there's a lot of people who've worked on the characters over the years.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat.
Hey.
And I'll definitely buy that. And it's nice to see Stephanie included in the mix, because they kind of forgot about her, and now they're adamantly not forgetting about her.
I mean, she wasn't Robin for very long.
But it counts.
But they did try to erase that from continuity, but never officially erase
it
from
continuity.
Yeah.
Now it's all back, apparently.
Good.
Who knows?
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Candy?
Tomorrow.
Tigers? Candy tigers.
Oh.
They're tigers.
And very exciting news for maybe all of us. I would hope all of us. But Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman are doing a comic again together. which is really? Has happened since
like a single
1990s.
Yeah, in the 90s. Well, no, there's very few details known. It might be like a mini series. It might be like a one shot or graphic novel. I have no idea. It's not just them working on it, but they're both. They actually are collaborating again to some capacity.
I wonder if that stems out of the
Toys That Made Us.
The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that a few times in recent years there was actually a Turtle Power. It was called a documentary years back.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like 5 years or so back, maybe a bit more, which is just kind of like a documentary about the history of Ninja Turtles. Now it became a phenomenon, and they interviewed both of them. And at the end of that, they got them together again to sort of like visit kind of where their apartment was, which I think had been torn down or something. I could be wrong, but like where they came up with it, which is a nice little thing. It seemed a little, you know, they brought them together and you didn't really get a personal connection between them because they had a falling out a long time ago over like a myriad of reasons.
Yeah.
Toys That Made Us, though, was phenomenal because like they both kind of seem to open up a lot about how they're just in different places in their lives and this.
So it seems like they've gotten to that age where they have a perspective on it to kind of go, well, you know what, this is actually what happened and this is why. Maybe I did this and maybe you did this.
Like, this was stupid. I was also at fault and it was 20 years ago.
And it kind of seemed like should I really hold a grudge anymore?
Because I think like Peter Laird had described it like he was like kind of like a settled family man, kind of a guy who's married and stuff and like, you know, Kevin Eastman was like young, was like, you know, I think Peter Laird looked at it. I forget the exact quote, but he was just like, this is like a one in a million thing that happened. And he wanted to like, you know, like, hey, like this is might never happen again kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Eastman was more like,
I bought a tank.
Yeah. Well, he was, you know, he was a fair bit younger than him. It was like, what can I do next kind of a thing. And that kind of played and then business decisions. Yeah. But like they seem to both open up and kind of, you know, and then they brought them together again at the end. I shouldn't watch the show. Watch The Toys That Made. Yeah. This is great. But it was like very genuinely like an emotional reconnection, it seemed like. So yeah, now they're working on, it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin. It's going to be published by IDW, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter Laird did maintain the right to self-publish Ninja Turtle stuff whenever he wants, basically.
But IDW has a lot more
power. Oh, yeah.
And more power and reach. And why would you want to do that yourself when you have access to
it? And IDW has proven, like, especially with like Stansakai and Usagi, like they're really stepping up to take care of a lot of stuff for the creators and really like kind of make it a very easy process for them to just make their stuff. So like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So it's him, Tom Waltz, who has been a writer on the main series for like the 100 issues so far.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Kuhn, who is an artist who has worked on the comic too. So I imagine, you know, it might not be just them doing everything, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coming out summer 2020, apparently it's described as an Elseworlds type story set sometime in the future, not necessarily a part of any continuity, but maybe it will turn out to be.
That's perfect. Yeah.
So
I'm happy with that.
Which is much like, again, all those alternate, like those potential future things in the Mirage days. Like, maybe this counts, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
Who knows? Very cool.
I like it.
And ending on sad news, because who's planning this?
You!
Oh, yeah. Rene Auberjonois has passed away at the age of 79 on December 8th. You probably know him best as Odo on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Oh.
He also played Desaad on pretty much every animated appearance.
No, I'm Desaad.
Starting in Super Friends and through like the DC animated universe. So he was always Desaad. And I didn't know this, he played Peter Parker in a 1972 record story, Spider-Man from Beyond the Grave, rock comic.
Can we listen to that next Halloween?
Yes, we can. And we will.
Oh.
So I did not know. That's very early on.
Rock 1972. Comic. That's not the one we looked at before.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
No, I think it's something different. I think it's something different because it's Spider-Man Beyond the Grave. I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
I want to hear Odo as Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Very badly.
I want to see Peter Parker be suspicious of Quark.
I want to see Peter Parker sleep as some jelly.
I remember him. I want
to see Peter Parker not be able to sleep as some jelly, but then he can again. He turns into an eagle. And then he marries Nana Visitor? Does that happen?
Maybe.
No, that's the doctor.
Hmm?
The guy that played the doctor and Nana Visitor are actually married.
Well, no.
Baker.
Wait, no. Wait,
not that doctor. No. The doctor in Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
I digress.
Anyway,
the coach from The Wonder Years?
Yes.
No.
The narrator.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, sad news, obviously.
Yeah. Daniel Stern?
Oh, my God.
It is sad news. We're trying to...
Yeah.
This is how
lighten
we
the mood.
Go.
Yeah. I remember him, the first time I ever saw him was on a TV show called Benson.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was like a governor and Benson, who was the black butler.
Now, Benson was a spinoff of Soap.
Yes.
It was, yes.
Good. Yes.
We're getting into it. I love it. Yeah.
And Renee played like the kind of sleazy lawyer-esque kind of guy. And it was
a real Dan Fielding.
Didn't he show up on like some like Boston Legal and The Practice and stuff like that, I think, too, as like a lawyer? I could be wrong, but he's very good. He was very good.
Yes. He's a real chameleon.
Yeah. All right. Well, as of the recording date, that's everything new that's happening in the world of comics or comics related, I suppose.
Or comics.
So watch something major happens in the next week.
Then frankly, we apologize. It's our ass.
It'll be news for January.
But we'll see you with more news in a new decade.
But there are two more episodes coming up.
Oh, yes.
We're not going on a break.
No.
There's very special episodes coming on a Christmas Day and a New Year's Day. It just happened to work out that way this year, and it's quite lovely.
Should we give a little heads up on what's happening Christmas Day?
Please.
We did a special last year.
Yeah.
There's a Christmas album that was discovered in a Value Village or something. It's a Superman. Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. Like
the and three. Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
Someone got sued?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Hi, guys.
It's so sticky.
But yeah, three fun stories.
Three fun stories, all Christmas stories, like separate to each other.
Yeah.
And we just focused on the insane Batman one.
That was very
weird. It was bizarre. And you know what? I didn't really listen to the rest of them. Next episode we will be listening to the Wonder Woman one, and I have a feeling it's going to be just as nutty because they're just effing bizarre.
Yeah.
And it'll be short because it's Christmas and you're busy.
Yeah. It'll be like 20 minutes tops.
Yeah. I'm looking at my list of podcasts. I've got so many unlistened to podcasts right now. It's because busy.
Yeah.
Because it's Christmas season.
Hey, listen, you're with your family. They're yelling about politics. You have to use the washroom and sneak upstairs for 20 minutes. We got your back.
Yep. Take an extra Christmas dump and listen to us.
So I'm Kyle, and you can check out my stuff at thekylelees.com.
I am Merck. You can see me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. Merck on Facebook, Merkonaut on Instagram.
I'm Bry Kotick. You can read my comic at welcometohereafter.com.
And you can find all of our work, if you're local in Thunder Bay, at the Thunder Bay Country Market, where we all have some nice Christmas gifts. Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, got hand pies there.
That's true.
And delightful food.
There's so many good things.
And as always, a big Merry Christmas thank you to Ocean City Defender, KP Merkley, for doing all the musical interstitial stuff.
Thanks. He's good boy.
He's good boy.
He's good boy.
Yeah.
He's good boy. Okay, bye.
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 Zero Wishes!